Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I share perspectives here that are helpful for leaders who want to lead themselves and others with more clarity, certainty, and power. And in this episode, we're going to speak about the objections we might be concerned of that could get in the way from you connecting to your inspiration and passion. Now, in the last episode, I spoke about the importance to have a future that you look forward to for yourself. A future that is of your creation, a future you've given some reflection to and that you are inspired by. Now, something that stops us sometimes when we connect to something inspiring and we feel like, wow, if I could, you know, accomplish this by November, December, that would be awesome, is that we're pulled between inspiration, maybe even passion on one side, and then the experience like, ah, oh, no, that would never work. Or these people will object to that. Or I don't know if these people would kind of get in the way of that. I highly recommend stay with your inspiration and passion and do not worry about the obstacles that start to show up when you're formulating what you want. The whole point is that when you create a future or a vision that's truly inspiring for you, there will be a gap between the present reality and the new reality that is your inspiring future. And in that gap, what will start to surface very quickly are exactly what I mentioned here, obstacles that are in the way from where you are now to where you want to be in a few months. And the path is actually constituted in resolving those obstacles. So it's actually like this: if you don't start to notice objections in your mind to why the future will not be accomplished, if you don't start to notice hindrances and people's opinions you are maybe even afraid of, if you don't start to notice lack of resources, you don't really have a future that is much different from the past and the present. So it's good news. If you take a stand for a future and you're also worried about some people that are not aligning with it or that might be objecting to it, you can see that as good news. Wow, since I see so many obstacles, that must mean I'm really committed to a big change here. It's a transformation around the corner, and what's starting to surface is the things I need to deal with. So don't mix up getting present to what you are inspired to fulfill with starting to work on the process of how to accomplish it. Dive deep in the what of your vision first, and don't get stuck in the questions of how to do it. When you're steeped in inspiration, passion, intention, power, then you can start to notice, well, what needs to get resolved here to make progress towards this new future. So, don't worry if you start to get concerned about obstacles. It's actually a good sign, because the future you're about to step into is not only an extension of the past, but it's actually a vision for a new future for yourself. Thanks for listening. I'm back with new episodes most days of the week here, so welcome back anytime you can.